This is Steve Densley Jr. on the Mormon Faircast. I'm here at the end of the 2011 Fair Conference with Scott Gordon, the president of Fair, and John Lynch, the chair of the board of directors. You know, it's great to be here live at a Fair Conference, but how soon do you think people can expect to see the presentations that were given at this conference posted online?
Well, first of all, I want to say that it has been a great time here at the conference. We've all really enjoyed ourselves. The speakers were all fabulous. I think that they all contributed to the discussion, and it was we had a lot of fun. But the text from the talks, I would estimate that for a few of the talks, we'll have those up in just within the few weeks, perhaps within the month. Some of the speakers like to spend a little more time and make sure the talk is what they want it to say once it gets in the printed format. So in the meantime, people can go to the Fair Bookstore at bookstore.fairlds.org or go fairlds.org and click on the bookstore link, and they can download the MP3s from the conference. I would expect we'll have those MP3s up probably within 2 weeks.
You know, there was a movie that was introduced at the conference. Is that going to be available for purchase at the Fair Bookstore?
Yes, we showed a movie during the lunch on the Book of Abraham. It got very good reviews from the people who saw the rough cut here, and I think within probably 7 to 10 days we'll have that movie available for purchase as well.
Well, that's excellent. So what's the URL again of the bookstore?
bookstore.fairlds.org.
Now, Scott, there are a variety of websites that FAIR operates. What are some of the other websites associated with FAIR?
Okay, here's the list. We have several. First, you have the main website at fairlds.org, and that website contains longer articles and our conference talks from past years. We also have our FAIR Wiki at fairmormon.org, and the FAIR Wiki has been created as people have asked us questions and different events have come up which we've responded to, and we've created this Wikipedia with answers to those questions that we've responded to. I would say that probably the FAIR Wiki at fairmormon.org has probably more content than the fairlds.org website itself does. And if someone has a question, the FAIR Wiki would be the first place I send them.
Yeah, there's about 4,500 different articles on the FAIR Wiki covering pretty much any topic you can imagine of anti-Mormon attack against the church.
Right. We have the FAIR blog where we're having our FAIR podcasts hosts, and we also have, of course, various blog articles. Our bookstore at bookstore.fairlds.org is one of the largest collections of books in its genre, in its type. And, of course, we offer those at a great price and with good service. We have a website related to Black LDS history at blacklds.org. We have a website related to temples and temple worship at mormontemples.net. Then we have a newer website that's really Dan Peterson's project that we have sponsored called mormonscholarstestify.org. In addition, we have some social media areas that some might interest some people. We have a Facebook page, FAIR LDS. We have a Twitter feed for FAIR LDS. And we have a very popular YouTube channel at fairlds.org. So they have the full FAIR LDS.org you could search for.
Now, there was a new website announced at the FAIR conference yesterday. John, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's the Mormon Defense League, and the website is mdl.org. And basically what it is it is a the website itself is directed towards the media and people in the public eye, politicians and others who are addressing issues of the LDS Church, and it will be it is actually designed to refute some of the misperceptions that are out there by members of the public media and in politics and things like that.
So, what kind of response have you got when you announced this to the media yesterday?
Well, actually, we got a tremendous response. I mean, we've had probably coverage in newspapers from more than a dozen states and the District of Columbia. We've had national media coverage from everything from the Forbes magazine to the Huffington Post. We've got some of the religious blogs have picked up on these things.
Washington Post,
the Washington
New York
Post,
Times.
We had the Wall Street Journal do a covered story on us on Wednesday. We actually have our fair conference, given the political climate. So many prominent members of the church rising in public view.
World News Tonight on ABC.
World News Tonight. Diane Sawyer interviewed one of our fair members. So we've had a tremendous amount of coverage, not just from MDL, but because of the political climate. And it's this increased scrutiny that is really driving part of the need for MDL to be out there.
So what kind of response have you gotten from members of the church?
Well, members of the church have been very, very positive about the idea of a group of people coming together to join forces and join a chorus of voices to defend the faith. You know, there's a lot of misperception, some of it intentional, much of it unintentional, and the ability of members to chime in and react as Elder Ballard invited them to do, to get involved and to be heard. They want to see an organizing force to help make that happen. We're hoping that we can play a role in that.
So if a member is to go, or a non-member, a member of the press, goes to MDL.org, what are they going to find there?
Well, they're going to number of topics addressed that would be items of conflict or misperceptions, things that have been misconstrued in the public eye, controversial subjects such as polygamy. You're going to find some of the misperceptions, you know, that things that people misconstrue about the church, the idea of magic Mormon underwear, the idea of Jesus being Satan's brother and things like that. Issues that are soundbite hits against the church, but that really require something of a nuanced response.
Yeah, one of the things that I've been hearing lately, you know, with some of the presidential candidates and some of the chatter that goes on is that Mormons believe they're going to get their own planets and that the Garden of Eden is in Missouri. Are those the kind of things that are going to be addressed on the MDL.org site?
Yes, we're going to address those directly. That's absolutely correct. And the number of articles will increase. Obviously, FAIR is directed more towards the LDS audience. The language and the way in which we present the information is targeted primarily for those of the LDS faith. But the approach that we're taking with MDL is going to be really to an external audience. So the language will be different. We will probably use language that is less familiar to Mormons and more familiar to a non-Mormon audience.
And we'll be covering topics that are directed toward those issues that appear in the media. So some people might come there and say, well, why don't you cover this or cover that? Well, we'll be covering that at the FAIR websites, perhaps. But those items covered at MDL will only be those that actually come up in the public eye.
You know, and it's a good point, too, that we sometimes use different ways to describe things. The way that we may talk amongst ourselves as Mormons may be different than the way we would present ourselves to people who don't understand our vocabulary and don't have the same background. Have you gotten any feedback from members of other religions about MDL.org?
Yeah, we have. We've gotten a couple of responses. One was from someone who was from the Jewish faith, who likes the idea of what we're doing. They're a little concerned about using the term that we were going to respond with Mormon nice, because they were concerned that maybe that implied that others weren't. And of course, we clarified that Mormons generally haven't historically been much to respond to criticisms publicly. And the fact that we're going to take a really respond in a public way sometimes, you know, is a little bit contrasting to our history. And so the idea that we say we're going to be Mormon nice is really an indication that we're going to continue to have that public demeanor, you know, the Donny Osmond smile and the Mormon missionary, you know, clean cut approach. But we had response from them, and other than that, it was a well wish from them. But in addition, we also from CARE,
the Council for American
Islamic Relations. And I had three reporters who specifically mentioned they were of other faiths, and they really appreciated the articles that we had on our website because it really clarified issues for them.
Yeah, one of the great presentations that was given at the conference this year, I thought, was Daniel Peterson's closing address. I think it's entitled Mormonism, Islam, and the Question of Other Religions. I'm going to look forward to seeing that posted on the FAIR website. And the MDL.org site is a great step toward helping people of other faiths to understand the Mormon religion and make sure that we're all talking the same language.
Yeah, and you know, I think sometimes things show up in the media, and journalists print things, and they don't mean to say things against us that might be biased or bigoted or just misinformation, but they're repeating things that they've heard. If we don't stand up and correct them and help that steer them to the right way to say things or things that aren't objectionable or the correct doctrinal stance we have or however we want to put that, it's doing a disservice to them if we don't help them out.
And some of the members of the church have expressed a little bit of concern, you know, saying, well, are you doing this? Doesn't the church public affairs already do this? And the answer, of course, is yes. But the church public affairs, which is the official spokesman of the church itself, they really represent the 12 million members of the church. But they, because of the Mormon Nice, it generally comes across as a single voice. And sometimes, you know, and it's so polite that it doesn't necessarily come across representing the power of opinion that the 12 million members of the church actually represent. And so what we hope to do is help to be a coalescing force to help bring together the individual voices of members who would also like to join that conversation and join the chorus of voices in support of the church and their faith and be able to help them to focus it in areas where it perhaps is needed, especially when there are deliberate abuses that need to be corrected.
One of the things that amazes me is here Mormonism is the fourth largest religion in the United States, and yet many people have never met a Mormon, or at least don't know if they've ever met a Mormon, and we've been invisible pretty much in the media until recently. And so with our presidential candidates, with the musical, with a number of things, suddenly people have noticed that we're there, and with Proposition 8 and such, not only are we there, but we do have some political clout. And so I think it's very timely we do something like this.
So what can a rank-and-file member of the church do to maybe get involved with MDL.org, the Mormon Defense League?
Yeah, I think the Scott's mentioned this in the past, but the world works on money. So obviously a financial contribution is welcome and needed. The press releases that we'll be putting out, the websites and presence that we'll be generating, all of these things will take money to generate. But FAIR has always been a nonprofit organization. MDL is a sub organization of FAIR. So any contributions they do make, of course, have the benefit of tax deductible status, depending on where you're at and how you're contributing. But, there's that. There is clearly the contribution of content, anything helping us be aware of issues where we are being misconstrued, so communicating back to us, helping us be aware so that we can help focus the chorus of voices, as I talk about. And there's also just the simple fact that if they would be willing to join the conversation, you know, if they would make themselves available, volunteer to, when needed, help join conversations in specific issues or venues where we really need the presence of the individual members to come in and be heard.
So if someone wants to donate to the Mormon Defense League, what do they do?
They go to the MDL website, look at the very bottom right-hand side, and there's a little place you can click that says you can donate.
And if somebody wanted to help to contribute content, you know, or get involved some other way with Mormon Defense League, what would they need to do?
There's a contact page on MDL.org, and just go to the contact page and click on it and send us an email, and we can get the content that way.
John and Scott, I look forward to seeing you next year at the 2012 FAIR Conference.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
Questions or comments about this episode can be sent to podcast@fairlds.org or join the conversation at fairblog.org. Tell your friends about us and help increase the popularity of this podcast by rating it in iTunes. Music for this episode was provided courtesy of Lawrence Green. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or of FAIR.